Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
Hey, John McClain here. I was watching the game. in my room on the 32-inch TV. And I think Bill O'Brien is the greatest of all greatest coaches to ever coach a football team. And I'm going to be the president of the Bill O'Brien Nut Huggers Association. And thank you.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to the McClain Twang in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. Earlier today, we talked about the best twangs in sports in the spirit of Freddie Kitchens being the Browns' new coach. I forgot to mention one guy, the hated rival of John Lopez.
I don't
you
have
can hear
hated
him
rivals.
Thursdays and Fridays right here on Sports Radio 610. The one, the only, Captain Mickey.
Speaking of mouths, you want to wrap your mouth around some of this sausage right here.
Darn right, Kevin.
Your backpedaling on that is comical.
What backpedaling? I've said it from the very, very beginning. Cap Mickey and I are boys.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'm worried about John McClain working too much, man.
Yeah.
I said it to you when we went to the urinal. By the way, we were stride for stride, and we arrived at the same time.
We peed just about as long each.
So it was okay for me to talk to you while we were at the urinal, which it's okay. It's different strokes for different folks. There's no – I don't have, like, a strong stance on it, but – I think McClain's working too damn much, man. I really, really, really think my man is working way too damn much.
I mean,
this dude has been riding for like 40 years. It's not like he needs money.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Oh, you've heard dumber, and you say that every day, so it's a fluid process of the dumbest thing that you've ever heard. I'm worried about him, man. I'm serious, J-Lo.
Well, I mean, he's a big fella.
What does he do to relax? Like, at least, like, I know you work, but you go fish. What do you do to relax?
I'm trying to think, like...
Some people smoke that high grade?
No. He likes to go to a good restaurant, maybe have a glass of wine. I'm trying to think, like,
meditate,
hobbies.
Meditate? Yoga?
Like, hobbies he might have. I don't really know his hobbies that much.
Working?
Working is his hobby. He loves to work. What's wrong with that?
I like to work, too, but damn, I think he needs to find something to relax. I'm worried about my man. I think he needs to slow down a little bit.
He needs to go, he needs to do maybe some, like, going long walks every evening, something like that.
Dude, walking will change your life.
Yeah,
I mean, just go on, like, a 2-3 minute walk. Do something like that, because I'm really, really worried about my man. I'm not worried about my man Figgy Fig. On the other side of the glass, that sweater is fresh as hell right there. I want that sweater.
We need to do a video.
Charlotte Hornets vibe.
Doing the Carlton dance and that.
I'm all about it. I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of that sweater. I'm also a huge fan of this Sunday, the conference championships in the NFL. We're going to have the Chiefs versus the Patriots. Mm-hmm. So the potential grabbing of the torch, I'm not going to call it passing of the torch, but the potential grabbing of the torch from Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady.
Just, it could be passing.
Just slashing it up. And also we got the Saints and the Rams. We remember that. There's a little bad blood there. I said Jason Peters earlier today. I guess I'm just, the Eagles are still on my mind because they just wouldn't go away. I meant Marcus Peters. He has a little bit of beef with Sean Payton. So we have that. But I got to tell you, John, the post-Texans playoff viewing that I've done, it's made me a little bit, not depressed, but just a little bit more concerned about the Houston Texans moving forward. Not just because it's a year-to-year league, but just when you look at these other teams playing that are still remaining, you can just tell why they're so much better than the Texans. And it's not just about talent. It's just about how far ahead of the game they appear to be, whether it's on the sidelines with the coaches or just the overall look of things. Football just looks a lot different when other teams are playing it compared to the Texans.
I mean, it is. What did I say? How did I put it yesterday? I think you can see where the Texans are a long, long way from being a championship team. they're like those NBA teams that win 46 games. They're good. They're above 500. They're in the playoffs, but they're not going to win a championship. You know, they're like, what's an NBA team that's on pace for 46? You know, they're like, whatever, you know,
Spurs
this year. Absolutely. You know, they're going to be good. They're going to win probably 46 to 50 games, but they are not going to win a championship. And that's what the Texans are right now. Now, does that make you happy?
No. It doesn't make me happy at all. And the thing about it is, and you just heard McClain say it, and you hear it all the time, it's, well, let's see what Bill O'Brien can do when he has Will Fuller and the offensive line is tweaked. And it just, that's just not the way the NFL works. The way that you get to this level in the NFL isn't just because your team is stacked and you're 100% healthy. It's overcoming your weaknesses when it matters most. Nobody was sitting there talking about the Kansas City Chiefs defense heading into Saturday. And what happened? Their defense put on the best performance they've put on all season long against a Colts offense and a Colts team that everybody was extremely high on.
Right.
Oh, by the way, that Chiefs team, we talk about the Texans losing Will Fuller. They lost Kareem Hunt earlier this year. And we're without Sammy Watkins, their number two receiver all season. He's been a complete bust and disappointment.
On defense.
They lost all these key guys and they were able to overcome it. Mm-hmm. So, and you don't hear that from them. The Rams, Todd Gurley goes out with an injury. The best running back in the NFL, the guy that won a lot of people a lot of money last year in fantasy football, he goes out. They go to CC's Pizza Buffet and they get CJ Anderson with his 20 slices of pizza on his damn plate and they put him in the backfield and he mauls over a Cowboys defense that everybody around the NFL and everybody around the media was talking about how good it was. That's what they did. The New England Patriots, they lost their leading receiver because he couldn't stay away from the Marahucci and has mental health issues. You know what they did? They changed their game plan and they went out there and beat the San Diego Chargers. The New Orleans Saints, they beat an Eagles team that was starting 13 different guys in the secondary but were still able to get there. This notion that everything has to be perfect for the Texans with Bill O'Brien, that's just not the way the league works.
Yeah, and it's never will. If Bill O'Brien is waiting for everything to go perfectly health wise,
I think this year is as perfect health wise
exactly
as you
what
could
I
be.
Was going to say. He had it this year. It's not going to be this good next year. There's going to be, I hate to say it, I mean, it's not breaking news. We just don't know who it's going to be. There's going to be a major injury next year or a major something, you know, that happens where somebody doesn't live up to the performance. Maybe Jonathan Joseph just falls off a cliff, you know, or whatever it may be in terms of performance. That sounded good. Weird. I was talking about injuries, and then I said he's falling off a cliff. Not that. I'm talking about fall as in terms of performance. That's what's the difference right now between Bill O'Brien and every other coach that's still alive, because it's not going to get any better than it was this year.
And it's like college now, because when you're an offensive coach, your system has to make up for something. Obviously, it's about the players. We hear Bill O'Brien say that all the time. It's about the players. It's about the players. It's about the players. Yes, it is, especially with you. Especially with your offensive system, it definitely is about the players. But when you're an offensive guru, and I don't think anybody thinks that Bill O'Brien's an offensive guru, but he is in 100% control of the offense. He calls the plays. He handles everything. He doesn't have as many voices as these other guys. Mm-hmm. And the guys that don't have voices, offenses are better. When you're an offensive guru, when you miss Kareem Hunt, you don't miss a beat. When Sammy Watkins is out with an injury, you don't miss a beat. Right. When Todd Gurley gets hurt, your offense still looks good. It still looks successful. The Rams also lost Cooper Kupp. That was their number two receiver. You're not hearing a damn thing about it. As much as we talk about Will Fuller and how important he is to the Texans offense, the Rams lost Cooper Kupp, who does the exact same things for that offense that Will Fuller does for this defense. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs lost Kareem Hunt, who was a bigger part of their offense than Will Fuller was.
They threw Josh Reynolds in there, who is a second-year player, I believe.
Yeah, late draft pick.
A late draft pick, and then they didn't miss a beat. This is what's happening. It's where the coaching separates teams. It's where depth from your general manager separates teams. It's where, you know, a team like – actually, it's head coaching, too. I mean, more than anything, it's head coaching.
I think Andy Reid, of all the potential people who could hoist a Lombardi trophy, I think Andy Reid is the guy that I most want to finally get that one Super Bowl, because I think when we talk about Andy Reid, I think it's almost unfair because we almost look at him as a choke artist because he's been to four conference titles and he's only won one Super Bowl. This is one of the best offensive coaches of our time. Like this is this guy of all the people that deserve it, I think Andy Reid, for as long as he's been in the league and everything he's done, he is the guy that I think that I would be most happy for potentially winning a Super Bowl.
He's got the best coaching tree in the NFL.
It's hard to imagine. Maybe Bill Walsh, but it's hard to imagine very many coaches
in
that
history.
Have better,
maybe I would have
better.
To go back and look. But no, I mean, it's better than Bill Belichick's by a long shot.
Especially at the NFL level.
Yes, exactly.
And I would love to see him get that. But I don't know, man, if Pat Mahomes wins a Super Bowl in his first complete year as a quarterback, who knows how many more he runs off? Because, I mean, it could be a situation where the Chiefs become the next hot team in the league as they already are. That would scare me. McVay, obviously, he's young, so he just turned 33, by the way.
That?
He's a head coach for the Rams. He just turned 33.
It doesn't make me feel miserable.
It makes me feel happy for him. That's a Mike Meltzer way of thinking. Anytime someone young does something, Mike Meltzer evaluates his life.
I think I have a good sense for
you do.
Seven disciples live on the coaching tree of Andy Reid are current head coaches. Ron Rivera, Doug Peterson, Jim Harbaugh, Sean McDermott, Nagy, Todd Bowles. Well, he's gone.
He's gone.
And Pat Shurmur.
So two of them. So he had over 20% of the coaches that he had his hands on in the NFL this year.
That's crazy.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Sam, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, Landry. Welcome back from Vegas, man.
Appreciate you, man.
J-Lo, howdy. Hey,
howdy.
I just want to ask something real quick, right? I'm listening to Landry, man, and the whole time I'm just like, preach it. You're so damn right, right? But then I think about this season, I'm thinking, okay, this was the perfect season, right? Maybe health-wise, sure, we lose four. We lose Coutee. But it's like you said, they lose freaking Kareem Hunt on the Chiefs. They don't miss a beat. So what I'm hearing is the entire season was a fluke. The 9-game win streak, fluke. Because did we really win 9 games or did we just really beat really bad teams? It's time for old Brian to go out the door, man.
Man, I mean, I don't want to go as far as to say that he didn't earn his extension, because I think that Bill O'Brien did. I didn't hold 4-12 against him because I knew there were a lot of injuries, but if I do that and I'm willing to look past the result to be fair to Bill O'Brien after the 2017 season, after the 2018 season, and I know in the moment you can get lost and think a lot of things, but as I look back on it, they were as healthy as they were going to be. And I think that's as healthy as you could be. I can't sit here and act like, does everything need to be perfect? And all the other teams seem to at least have some bright futures and things going for him. So I don't know that I look at this season. I damn sure don't think that he should be allowed not to bring in an offensive coordinator. I think if anything else, it's apparent
that
it has to be.
He's allowed. He just
but
not
I don't
letting
think he should
happen.
Be allowed to make the decision. That's my thing. I don't
exactly.
think he should be allowed.
John said it's in his contract.
If Bill Belichick wants to do that, that's fine. If McVay wants to do that, that's fine. If Andy Reid wants to do that, that's fine. But Bill O'Brien should not have it in his contract that I can't bring an offensive coordinator.
And Brian Gain can't even do it. And he answered that question of Bill of John McClain's at the end of the year, kind of like, oh yeah, that's something I'll consider. But you just catch the vibe that's not going to happen. If anything, it's going to be an in-house, you know, title that is really going to be an empty title because it's still going to be Bill O'Brien. But he's never going to bring in like a Gary Kubiak. I'm not saying literally Gary Kubiak, but a guy like that that'll all of a sudden maybe rattle the cage a little bit and give you some other perspective or maybe handle the offense a little more. He's not going to do that. And it's all about job security. You know, I laid it out earlier about how he's just constantly kicking the can. We know, well, we weren't quite there this year, but let's talk about this next year when we get another quarterback or when we get a starting franchise quarterback or when we get, you know, health or when we get, and now it's going to be after next year, as McClain said, okay, if they have another year like this where you don't see it, then maybe Cal McNair will make him get an offensive coordinator. What does that do? That keeps him around for another year. And he's right now on pace to be here six next year, seven, 8 years without ever winning anything. Who does that in the NFL?
And this is the other thing. Marvin Lewis, who has the same record as Bill O'Brien after five seasons. Yeah. But this is the other thing, John. Like, if that's the case and you're Bill O'Brien, and even if you think that an offensive coordinator would make this offense more successful, why not buy extra time and buy a year and do it without it? Because then.
It's job security. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
He's like, let's do one more year like this. All right. I think we're close. Okay.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Coming up next, it's Twang Tuesday, the head coach that Bill O'Brien should sound more like. Are we jealous of the Cleveland Browns? And we're also going to revisit some of the best sports twangs in recent history. That's next on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.